Okay, we're back on Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM WCWP.org. And we're just doing some chatting in reference to stuff going on in the town. Actually, one thing I just want to say, and then we'll continue on, is go back last week to when Shari was here with Senior Mobility. You know, these golden nuggets we've talked about, that push button on the light switches is so important, and I had no idea.
That was one of the things that always stands out for me, is that if you don't push that button when you're trying to cross, because everyone, oh, what is it?
I never knew that it gives
you a certain amount of time.
I never knew this.
That blew me
away. Shari spoke at the Roslyn, the board.
Oh, really? Okay.
The Roslyn Heights board. And she said it, and I thought, I didn't hear that right. I never.
Because nobody really knows what the button's for. Everyone's like, oh, whatever, it's just the button. But, you know, just, and it was when she said that, I think that just sticks with everyone.
Certain things. Right. I used to push the button. I see cars. I said, this is ridiculous.
Right, yeah.
It's just make you feel
make
good.
Make you feel better, right?
Yeah.
No, but it actually has
you
a purpose.
Extra seconds.
It really does.
You know, and that, again, that's, these are the, you know, besides Project Independence being major stuff, kind of does do some tremendous, it's these little things each week. You're finding a little something.
Right.
Even Linda before, needing a different do not resuscitate coming out of your house.
I thought the whole concept was taken care of.
I know what it is. I think, I mean, obviously it impacts the senior, all this information, but it impacts the person who works with the senior, the person who's the caregiver. I mean, all these things, it's like you walk away with just actual information, you know, our golden nuggets that we always refer to.
Yeah, yeah. And the caregiver, it's just as important for them to understand what's going on.
And just for planning, you know, I mean, it's helpful information for all ages. It really, really is. And speaking of Shari, because Shari is just filled with all these, you know, little golden tips all the time. But she's actually going to be having another presentation on February 9th, and that's going to be at the Westbury Senior Center. It's going to be on traveling safely in ice and snow as we look out the window.
Okay,
it doesn't look
like
the snow is going anywhere. I think we all need to know how to travel safely. And, you know, she'll talk about driving tips as well as, you know, different walking tips. Which is good. She's wonderful.
She does such a great presentation.
And if you have questions, I mean, she could answer your question. You know, she's really does a great job. And as I said, that's Monday, February 9th from 1 to 2 p.m. At the Westbury Senior Center.
Okay.
So that's definitely, I think, a useful topic.
Yeah, no, it's the truth, especially today. And it's little simple things that you learn prior to something going wrong.
Right.
Everybody's an expert after they've fallen.
Right.
As to what you... Actually, you know what? Shari, I'll tell you something else. Shari was on, was last Friday, and last Saturday we went to dinner in my neighborhood with friends of ours who came down from like an hour upstate. And anyway, that's not the point. Mm-hmm. We went three blocks away because I said, one of us will just walk. And we did, and everybody had their hands in their pockets. And I said to them, take your hands out of your pockets, because if you fall, because it was icy, you're going right down.
Yeah.
And it's so true. The little
things. Yeah,
it
just
like,
sticks with you. And that's what I think is great about the show, and all of our presentations in general are just great.
And the attendance at these things is tremendous, too.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, it's been years in the making, you know, and Christina's been a big part of it. But as you realize, nothing comes easy. You have to listen to it, and Shari going around, and everybody who goes around, that you're not going to go to every meeting. It's impossible.
Yeah.
But through the town, they schedule enough meetings that you'll get to one of them. And as Janet's saying, you know, you write it in Roslyn.
And that's what's great, you know, because Shari will go around anywhere, and it's as if you're part of a group or any organization.
She'll come to any group.
She'll come,
she
you know.
Says over and over again. You have five people, I'll be there.
And
let me just throw in a 311. Because actually, if you call 311 and you have a group, right, Roslyn or the Great Neck or over, Yes We Can Center or someplace, and you're trying to put something together.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we get calls like that all the time saying, you know, we want, you know, so-and-so to come speak, tell us about Project. I mean, and Shari, well, she has like a variety of topics. So it's really what you want, you know, and she tries to keep it seasonal, obviously.
Right.
Because it's definitely helpful, and what to keep in your car. I mean, it's amazing, all these different options, but... And also, as we were talking before about the Skype chat, you know, back to our technology, Wednesday, February 11th at Clinton G. Martin Park, that's in New Hyde Park, there's going to be a Skype chat, virtually connect with family and friends. And it's taught by the EAC, which is an organization that provides computer courses. they're volunteers, and you know, they told you to actually bring your smartphone or your iPad, and they'll sit with you and show you, you know, hands-on how to do it, which is they do a great job. All those classes are phenomenal, and that's February 11th from 10:30 to 11:30 at a Clint G. Martin Park. So I definitely think it's worth it.
Do you have to register for that?
Yeah. They call their own one. I mean, it's not a space limited thing, right. So if you forgot, you could still show up. But we like people just so we have we're prepared.
Right. I would think, and actually Christina will correct me, most of them aren't space limited unless it's very specific.
Right.
Of course, they want you to call because
right.
it's not fair. Mm-hmm. 30 people show up when only two said they were
right.
coming.
Absolutely.
But 9 out of 10 times, all of a sudden you say, oh, that was today. I didn't call.
Right. Yeah.
Let me go by.
Right.
You know, other than like the Valentine's thing.
Of course, right.
Parties and stuff.
Right.
There is a number. They can only be fit into a building at a certain point in time.
Yeah, and that's, and just on the topic of great programs that are also coming up is on February 13th, a lot of our project-independent social workers and nurses have been taking, you know, Project Independence and You on the road, and they just introduce themselves, you know, as, because I think it just, it opens up a different door. You know, I am the actual social worker. I'm the nurse you're going to be speaking to. They know firsthand about all the services and what can be provided. So they've been doing that in all these different areas. So on February 13th at the Great Neck Social Center from 2 to 3 p.m., Edith August, who's our social worker for that region, and Kelly Steinman, who's the nurse for that region, will be coming in, you know, just giving an overview on, because, you know, you forget there's so much out there. Sometimes you need like a good refresher course.
Yeah.
So that's definitely something I think it benefits everybody.
Yeah, no, and they do a terrific job.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I know Edith from over there by the Great Neck Center.
And they're all, you know, just, and if you have direct questions, you know, it gives you a face to the service, you know, because some people might be a little nervous calling, asking for a social worker might be intimidating, mm-hmm. you know, but you see, like, they're just here to help you with whatever concern you have, whatever issue, how serious. How, you know, on the scale of things. So it's...
Yeah. Actually, I was at the beginning of the month in Williston Park at the advisory meeting over there, and some woman came in, had never come to anything via Project Independence, but showed up there because one of her friends was like, well, you got to go to something.
Right.
And she said, I don't know where anything is. Mm-hmm. And it was the beginning. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, next month we'll see if she comes back, but she wanted, then she found out about the calendar and
right.
Mike was there going through, come to the library, mm-hmm. you'll get this information. The wealth of information.
No, I was going to say that in spite of all of the great publicity that Project mm-hmm. Independence in the town do, there are so many people who don't know.
Right.
So the more you can talk about it, the better. I, you know, in the community, I run into people and they say, oh, I want to do such and such, right. but where could I do it? And, you know, you say, call 311. Right. They have exercise
And plus,
classes.
Too, the advisory committees are always a great place to start. I mean, Janet's on our mm-hmm. Roslyn advisory committee, and you know, that's where you can get, you know, you get a quick overview of everything that's provided. And even if you say, like, listen, if we don't have something, that's where we get the suggestions. Like, listen, we really need this in the community. We want this opportunity, you know. And I think what's great about Project Independence is even if you're not the one receiving the services, some people just want to give back. I mean, there's volunteer opportunities upon volunteer opportunities, you know, and not even just within us. We're able to hook you up to different organizations. So, I mean, it's whatever you could possibly imagine, you know. And I think if you go to the advisory, you get a great glimpse at all that.
Well, you know, it's what you're saying is 100% true. It's getting up.
Right.
You know, at the end of the day, and everybody's done it. Everybody has a day when you don't leave the house and whatever. But you can't have too many of them in a row because then you start going downhill. When you're in retirement, it's so nice for somebody to get up, mm-hmm. call a girlfriend, call a boyfriend or whatever, and say, listen, we're going into Clinton G. Martin. We're mm-hmm. going to the Great Neck Senior Center. We're going, yes, we can. There's a program. You may not even enjoy that program. There's so many of them. You'll say, fine, I'll go to the next one. Yeah, obviously, it's percentage.
Well, that's what always like sticks with me about these because I always laugh because one of our co-hosts, David Linden, he's part of our Romeo's group, which is retired older men eating out. And that group I started when I was an intern. We got the call, and that was like my probably all
good. Oh, really?
And the Romeo's, forget it, like took off. They meet twice a month now. There's like over like 30 members, and they just, you know, do their thing. They just needed someone to help set up like the dates and. So what I always laugh is that, you know, he's lived in his community for years, and he went to a Romeo's meeting, and another man that was in it, they live on the same block, had no idea they lived on the same block, and then they just met. So I said, now they're like best friends, and they go, and it's just cracks you up because it just shows you, you know, there's so many different opportunities out there and people that you might not know. And it just, it makes it easier to facilitate right. that, which is, I think, great.
After family, it's community.
Right.
And but, you know, a family at least will call because you know you have a brother or sister. Right. Say, how is she? Community-wise, mm-hmm. there's so many opportunities. And I'm seeing it as I'm going around there. You meet people. You go to Clinton G. Market, some of these events, there's 200 people there.
Right.
So all of a sudden, like Janet, you see, I've met Janet now a couple of times. It just evolves.
Right. Right. And, you know, tremendous. I think it's great, too, is that, I mean, I could speak for it. The advisory members themselves are part of such amazing organizations. Like Janet's part of Don't Move Away that does, you know, it's our sister organization, we like to say. And it's just, I mean, they're connected to so many wonderful things, too. So it's just, you just get a whole network just from going to one meeting. You know, it's really, and it's, you know, like, I know meetings aren't for everyone, but I say give it a shot.
Right.
You know, it's a warm group. Everyone will help you. And it's a great thing.
The information.
Yeah.
It's just tremendous. But I didn't realize that with Janet now. I didn't realize you with that organization.
Yes.
But that's it. Everybody is sharing something and bringing something to the table, which is just, it's amazing.
Also, it's fun to talk about. It's all good stuff.
No, 100%. The stuff that's going on, it's so deep.
It is.
But fortunately, what's brought to the senior is the fun part of it.
Well, and the gratifying thing is it continues to expand almost like on a monthly basis. There's something else going on.
That's what
on.
It is. I think it's we're just always looking to, you know, reinvent and relook at things and
an enormous amount of credit because it keeps going. Yeah.
It does. Absolutely. Terrific. You've been listening to Project Independence in You on 88.1 WCWP. And next week, we're going to have Victor Caputo, who is the Director of Public Relations at the Bryant Library, and Fran Green, who is a flirting, dating, and relationship coach.
She's amazing. So, yeah, we've had her on a bunch of times.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, this will be my first time with Fran.
She'll be a good time.
And Zach likes it, too. Zach's looking forward to it.
There's a lot of laughs
with
Fran.
Next week, we'll be here with Victor, Fran, and Zach. Yeah. Have a good week, everybody.